morning, church.
Morning.
Here we go again, Mom. Here we go again. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
There are some people here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what? It's easier to smile than it is to frown. So if it's easier to smile than it is frown, then it's a lot easier to have joy than it is to grumble and complain. Isn't that right? But you know what I found? That even though in the midst of my troubles, I can have a positive attitude about it, and it goes better for me. I can be positive about what I'm praying for, and it seems to work out better. I can have a confident self-being, and my prayers are answered the way I want them. It's funny that way. In other words, I believe what I pray, and I don't complain about it. I don't care how long it takes. In the end, God is still on my side. Even though sometimes the outcome is not like I want it, sometimes. But God is still God. He's still going to do for us what we need, not always what we want. Oh, hallelujah. It's just one of those things. Go ahead, guys.
About you, Jesus.
Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you put us in a country to where we can worship you freely, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that the people that went before us, Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you for all that we had to suffer to accomplish what we're able to do now this day. So, Heavenly Father, all the grieving people of today, all the loved ones that were lost, Lord God, I just thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. I can offer, bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you, I'm empty and broken. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High.
won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running.
I'm running to you. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God. You know, it's awesome to have someone to run to, amen? And just worship him, Heavenly Father. Just worship him, Lord God. Just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm running to you. Into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safest. I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running to you. Into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safest. I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. I shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise.
Here we go.
For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. I shout my praise, my allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise.
You know, know, Lord, I just thank you. It's time to take up our offering. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for this church, Lord. I thank you for putting us in a place, Lord God, where we can come and worship you, Heavenly Father, and do it freely, do it open-heartedly, Lord God. So I just thank you for that. I thank you for the givers, Lord God, because I know that you're blessed and mightily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
For the praises of man, I will never, ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise? Do I give my praise?
Hallelujah. You know what, Miss Martha? I believe everybody's tired today. I just do. I just do, Miss Martha. I believe everybody in here is tired. Are y'all tired? Yeah, we're tired. We're tired. I'm tired with you. For a minute anyway. You know what, guys? My country tis of thee, sweet land of liberty of thee. I think that's something like that. Lands where my father died. Yeah. We're privileged.
Yes, we are.
We take life for granted. We've been spoiled bad. We can do what we want to do when we get ready to do it. Whether it be right or wrong, we can make a choice. We have that freedom to do those things. But God, He has a big hand in all this, amen? But God, He saw fit to make all this work. I believe the older I get, let me rephrase that. The older I get being a Christian, the more years that I become saved, the more understanding I have of the Word. And with that being said, the harder it is for me to see people that don't know God and not try to nudge them in the way that they should go. It's bad when we have so many people in this country that take this for granted. Our Constitution was written based upon Bible principles. And these people that were in authority during that time, they meant for us to work according to the Bible. Now, I understand that things don't always go the way we want them to go. But we have the authority
to tell people about the word. We have that. We are free enough to do that. There are countries that don't even want you to have a Bible. There are countries that will kill you for, I mean, just put you out of your misery, if you will, because you possess a Bible. The devil is hard at work still.
That's right.
And if he can pull the wool over your eyes, believe me, he'll do that and tie it in a knot and throw you away. My wife mentioned to me this morning, she said that when 9/11 first happened, said you could look all across this country. The color barrier was broken. All the racial slurs were set aside.
That's right.
We locked arm in arm and we stood together.
Yes.
It's sad that it takes that to unite people.
That's right.
It's very sad. The Word of God is here. I think that song says it's planted and living in our hearts. We've got many seeds sown out here in this country. It's time for the harvest. It's time to make people aware of what's going on around them. It's time to open your mouth to someone that may not know the Lord. Hey, I know something that can help your problems and everything. All you got to do is commit to becoming a Christian. All you got to do is believe the word. And it's a simple thing. It's not what you may think. You don't have to be clean. When you get in here, you'll get cleaned up then.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's the way that works. You'll get cleaned up when you come in. So come as you are. And then the cleansing will begin. Amen?
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can I share something?
Yes, you can.
I want to just share what God put on my heart when he said that we become spoiled. And I was thinking, and I have become spoiled in our church as well because, you know, Mackenzie's not here to play the piano. Matthew hurt his hand yesterday, so he can't play the drums. We've got Brad and we've got Jerry. And I was like, this is not right. This is not going to be good because we don't have everything that we need. And then God said, yeah, you got everything you need. It's right here. You know? And I was fussing at Ricardo. I was like, these songs are not what we need to be singing this morning because we don't have the instruments. And he said, it's okay. It's all right. We're coming back to the heart of worship. But we have become spoiled. But then I said, you know what, God? How many times have I asked you, you know, let it be like it used to be when all we had was mom and dad standing on the stage and mom is strumming her guitar and patting her foot and daddy's singing. And the song that comes to my head was, I got my feet planted deep in the good word. I don't
covenant
know.
Covenant like man,
this.
Yeah.
I was this big. But that's all we knew at that time and that's all we had. And we were learning the word through those songs and we were having great services. And you know, the other thing we had our hands. And we were clapping along. Amen. We didn't have a drum set. We didn't have a drummer. I don't even think we had a bass. I think we had two guitars and maybe a piano. We had Thumper on the piano, and she was do one or the other, and then we got Sherry and everything. But we joined in. It was active participation in that anointing. We had to engage in it in order for us to get it.
Amen.
It's so I want to encourage you this morning. No, we don't have a drum set, but you.
Amen.
You can put them together.
Amen.
You got a mouth. You can sing. And so, and I'm not saying it to any of you except for myself because the Lord is telling me, hey, if you want to see what you saw then, do what you did then, and I'll do what I did. I'll do it now.
Uh-oh.
So I have to engage in it in order for me to get it. So I want to encourage you to engage in it.
Amen.
And I know we've heard it for years about being engaged, but you have to, and it's just like a couple being engaged. They both have to actively participate in that engagement and in that marriage. And we have to actively participate in that with God in order for him not to get him, but it just allows him to work in our lives.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Ain't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that awesome?
we actually have to do something to get what we want, to see results. You have to participate. It's just like playing a game of basketball. You throw that ball on the floor, it's just not going to jump in the hoop. You have to participate. It's just like a football. If you throw it down the field, you have to run and catch it. Or whoever got the ball, you have to actively. Well, I asked UK about getting tackled so much yesterday. That slipped out. Gosh, no. That slipped. I'm trying to be good about this football stuff. That slipped now. But anyway, Dare County's good in football this year. I'll give them that. I sure will. But anyway, we willingly participate in things that are of the world. And sometimes you have to be driven to participate in the things of God. Well, hey, I was one of those. I promise you, if you'll take a stand for the Lord, He'll have your back.
Amen.
He will stand with you. Amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Brad. Destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And He never sinned, but suffered as if.
All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory is yours.
Sending us out, light in this broken land. All authority. Overcame. we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone
thing. Amen.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
We're going to pray over our prayer request right now. The awesome presence of the Lord in the house. Amen. By the blood of Jesus, we are forgiven. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. If you have a prayer request on your heart today, just lift it up to God as we come before his throne, thanking him for providing the healing that is already in place. Amen. Father, we just thank you that we can come into your presence today, thanking you that you have already healed and delivered us and set us free. We thank you, Lord God, for every prayer request that's on this list today, that you've all taken all things into already have taken all things into consideration for those prayer requests upon the hearts of the people today. The name of disease is only a name, but there is a name above every name of disease, and that's the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that these people are healed. We come against every doctor's report that has decreed and declared things over these bodies that is not allowed, Father, because your word says that by your stripes they are healed. We curse every cancer in the name of Jesus. We declare complete healing over every disease. In every addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. And I just hear kidney disease,
be healed in the name of Jesus. Heta asol rebashe ekaham babahasaya. Ila to totoko suhutayete etamatala sitia. Matio da rabakashe hekiasato unta da da daya. Mera dido combo boho soto uta da 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 daya. Mera diara do combo boho soto da da daya. I speak to every depressed person in the name of Jesus to arise and come out of your depression, that you have hope in God. There is hope in the name of Jesus, and I come against that spirit of depression that has you bound, that you are free in the name of Jesus, that you no longer live according to your past, but you live in the present. You live in the now, that God says you are delivered and set free from that spirit of depression and oppression that has you bound. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak to bones today. Be strong in the name of Jesus. He keeps all of your bones, and not one of them is broken. Not one of them is diseased in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There's an awesome healing presence in the house right now. If you have sickness in your body, lay your hands on yourself and decree and declare healing over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and be healed. Do what you could not do before. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Ricardo, go lay hands on Pastor's foot. Hallelujah. Whichever one is hurting, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Foot problems, I decree and declare you're healed. Whatever's causing that pain, I speak against that disease in the name of Jesus. That it has been cursed and it falls off from your body in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you for that manifestation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I speak peace over those that are in turmoil right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace. Peace to you. Peace to your heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just need someone to lay hands on you, I want you to come right now. I want to lay hands on you. If you just need somebody to come into agreement with the word, you may say, well, I don't have much faith, but you have faith in a great big God. He's the one that does it. Amen. So I just want to lay hands on you right now. Come into agreement with God's word. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak peace over you in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. God decrees and declares over you that you have not been forsaken. But right now, he draws you into himself with the cords of his love. The plans that he has for your life has not been abandoned, but they will be resurrected in Jesus' name. And in due season, you will reap as you give yourself and your life to God. He has great plans for you, and your feet are ordered by him. And you will fulfill God's will and his purpose and his will for your life. It's not over, even if people have said it's over. It's not over, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Sing like never.
the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before.
Shirley was praying, and she mentioned kidney disease. I need to share something with you all. A year ago, last August, I was told that I was in stage 4 chronic renal failure. I was at a level of 25, that's a kidney function number, and it's at level 20, they were going to put me on dialysis. Now, my sister was with me. She heard all of this, and I said, what can I do? And he told me, you can go on a diet, you can do this, and you can do that. But he said, you will never be any better than stage 4. Your kidneys are damaged, and they were damaged by medication. And he said, it won't be any better, but if you can keep it at stage 4, we will keep you off of dialysis. Well, you know what? That's what medicine told me. My God can do better than that. Amen. And I'm here to tell you. Now remember, he said, I would never get off stage 4. I went back to see my nephrologist Tuesday. It was my year checkup. Honey, I'm heading towards stage 2. So I'm here to tell you, I don't care what the doctor says your stage of disease is, or whether they tell you, now this is all we can do, or this is all you can do, because man can only do so much. God can actually do a creative miracle.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He can bring back tissue that was once dead.
Amen.
And cause
Amen.
It to function. And I just couldn't keep my mouth shut because I have to thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, worship team. Classes.
Yes, and Miss Martha's going to be doing Miss Denise's class today with a helper. And we've got preschool, nursery, and children and youth. Youth and follow Miss Sherry. She's already gone out there. And
you know what? I'm sorry, Mom. The liberties of being a husband. That's
oh,
all
God.
I'm going to say about that. You, boy, you know exactly where I'm at, don't you, man? You know, I wasn't going to do this. Yeah. But anyway, would y'all stand with me, please? This is dedication to all the people who died in 9/11. Amen. You place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments and all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation. We're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to. Every time the going gets rough, he is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Now there are those among us who want to push him down and erase his name from everything this country's all about. From the schoolhouse to the courthouse, they're silencing his word. Now it's time for all believers to make our voices heard. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to. Every time the going gets rough, he is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America, here in America, America, in God we still trust. Here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Sure. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.